Good morning. Mahajan makes the wish that through listening to the teachings that you will be able to develop relative bodhicitta, which keeps one from abiding in the extreme of nirvana, and ultimate bodhicitta, which keeps one from abiding in peace. As before, please give rise to supreme bodhicitta that wishes to bring all sentient beings to the level of Buddhahood.
Ta talam namja chuye nang deva tang sele ni le tambo deva namja do dikhwe.
From among the 10 different presentations, this morning we will be looking at the result and the function. So first it will be the result. As before, we will be skipping over the brief explanations and going to the more detailed explanations. So, starting today on page 2, verses 37 and 38. And the heading says, how to attain the fourfold result by discarding mistaken views. And the verse says, the Dharmakaya is purity since it is pure by nature, and since the habitual patterns have been removed. It is the genuine self, since fabrications involving a self or no self have been completely stilled. It is happiness, since the aggregates of a mental nature and their causes have been completely turned around. It is permanence, since it realizes the equal nature of samsara and nirvana. These statements are easily put into reasoning, so that's how we will be looking at the four different results. So the subject of the reasoning is the result, the Dharmakaya of the Buddha. And what one posits about it is that it is the perfection of purity. And two reasons are given. The first one is that in general, its general characteristic is that it is pure by nature, naturally pure. And its particular aspect is that all the habitual patterns, all the adventitious stains along with their habitual patterns have been removed. So the Dharmakaya is present in three aspects. The Dharmakaya at the time of the basis or foundation, at the time of the path, and at the time of the result. And here it is the Dharmakaya at the time of the result, which is a Dharmakaya that's endowed with twofold purity. Patru Rinpoche composed a song called Calling the Lama from Afar, and within that he spoke of these three different kinds of Dharmakaya in a bit of a different way. First, the Dharmakaya at the time of the basis, which is the Tathagata Garbha, which is the pure expanse. Or you could say the pure expanse, which is the Dharmakaya at the time of the basis, the Buddha nature. And the second is that which purifies, and that is the Dharmakaya at the time of resting in meditative equipoise, which is realized through the path. And the third is the result of purification. And that is the Dharmakaya, the ultimate Dharmakaya, which is endowed with twofold purity. And the fourth line says, Lama, Nomi, the one, you are the one who teaches the inseparability of these three causes. The first line, then, that speaks of the Dharmakaya at the time of the foundation or the basis is the pure expanse. It is the inseparability of this pure expanse with the essential nature of the mind. And this is known then as what is the natural purity.
The name Papa Namji Semji Nelo Chuin De Hing Bong Wun Sum the Tona De Nyam Yaka Chukare Nyam Yaka Chukate Lover Jitama Rakpat Semji Nelo Chuin De Hing Bong Wun Sum the Tona De Nyam Yaka Chukare Nyam Yaka Chukate Lover Jitama Rakpa Ta La Chava Madabare Lamji Chukase.
The second line then refers to the noble ones, the bodhisattvas on the first level above, who through resting in meditative equipoise realize directly Buddha nature, the nature of the mind. So that is the second kind of Dharmakaya, the Dharmakaya of resting in meditative equipoise. And at this point, the bodhisattvas have cleared away the coarse stains, but not the subtle ones.
Tazi, Tande, Takpa Nidin, Tatok Chukate, Tatok Deva Chukate, Takpa Nidan Dembare. Mu yin in number Tapa Kanji, lower the Lower Trupa Trama Pakhyata Jepa Sebasa no Takpa Nidhan Dhanpa Rangin Namdata Lower Tadrata Takpa Nidhan Jujubara.
And the ultimate Dharmakaya then is that which is endowed with twofold purity. This is the result of this process of purification. And twofold purity refers to the fact that the essential nature is primordially, completely and totally pure. So that's one kind of purity, natural purity or naturally pure. And the second kind is the purity that results from a process. It's the process of having eliminated the incidental stains along with their habitual patterns. So that is the second kind of purity. So this ultimate result then it's endowed with these two kinds of purity.
Then come there, Tachu Chizoya, Sanji Chujukote, Takwa Nidin Chukare, Takwa Nidin Chukote, Jumsin, Rangin Namdak, Rangin the number Takwa Tang, Lord the Trama Takwa Tensi Nija, then it's some Tamba part of December Dubai.
So here, the subject of the reasoning that we looked at in the beginning was the Dharmakaya of the Buddha, and this is a Dharmakaya that's endowed with the twofold purity, that it is by nature completely pure, and it is also the purity that is the result of having eliminated the incidental or adventitious stains. And that is the way one understands this first quality of purity.
Then Jigden Banam de Lu Taman Zimba Taman Zimbare. De Nimbo Nintuja Lola Lu Matangbar Gomba Yavare. De Niga Dene Vesa de Hingbo La Dibzi Genandore.
Worldly people take their body to be something pure. Something wonderful and pure. And the Shravakas think of it as impure, as an antidote for this kind of worldly apprehension of it as pure. So they think of it as something impure or ugly and so forth. Both of these thoughts, that it is pure or that it is impure, veil, obscure, radiant clarity, the Buddha nature. The Shravakas holding the body to be something impure or unclean functions as a remedy for the ordinary concept that takes the body to be something clean or pure. But then if one becomes attached to this impurity, this seeing the body as something unclean, that then veils or obscures the realization, the ultimate realization of the nature of the mind, the Buddha nature.
Dene matangba le matangba gombala nambar marwatang nambar nyakwa se do roben do jita bui ying ben do chi la so ba madok pe do chi gomsor go yo mare tetar gombala te de se ne yong na dene madok pa tang matang pe namba char matang ban namba de la matang bo sam pe ming tan thani ta de hin yo ba ka so dene te hen ba de
In meditating on the body as something impure, they think of it in the following ways. There are nine different aspects of the ugliness of the body. The first is one meditates upon the body as if it were flayed, so there's no skin and it's just red. So the meditation is on the red body, which is one that has been skinned. And second, then, is on the body as it is rotting. And the third is as the body that's full of maggots, and so forth. And so through these kinds of focuses, they develop a pretty strong revulsion towards the body, seeing it as something that is unclean or impure. But while they're doing these meditations, there are thoughts coming to their mind, oh, this body is impure, it's not clean, and so forth. And so they're labeling these thoughts as they come up in the mind. And so what happens with this process is that they tend to get attached to the concepts of being impure, unclean. And that then, with that, they are stuck within a round of conceptualized thought.
They that do, ha, matang ban do ki gom te matang ban nama, mene kha te matang wo po wo nyam pe, khen pa chi pa ka sa tsang zing je nam do ke nyen pa so gare. Tsang zing tsang ma yin sa ba te yang yang, matang pe nam pa te leng gar da re. Di se na, tene, Tendra, then it's on a tamper part of the simba. Some part of the simba, some tamba, some young tapa, tapa part of the simba, Sanji Chuchukode.
one has the idea of impurity or lack of cleanliness, well, those the aspects of that will appear in one's mind and one will label it, oh, this is, that is impure. And so that functions as a remedy for clinging to things as impure, because impure is the opposite of pure, and so they function to as the, it functions as a remedy for it. Nevertheless, these are concepts, and the purity is not something truly existent, nor is the impurity something truly existent. So what's being spoken of here when we speak of purity in relation to the Dharmakaya of the Buddha is something that transcends these kinds of worldly concepts of pure and impure, because these have merely been imputed by conceptualizing mind. So it transcends both what the worldly concepts are and also what the Shravakas have imputed, because the purity, taking the body to be pure, is merely a convention, and the impurity is something that they have made up with their minds. So neither one of them are truly existent. And here, one is speaking of something that transcends both these kinds of dualistic thinking about pure and impure. It is the ultimate or the perfect kind of purity that one speaks when one is referring to the Dharmakaya of the Buddha.
Dodona chuka tsama tamba tamba te metang pa la tu na tsama ya pa tsama ya mare nam do ke tak pa tsama tsama ya mare tsang ma tsang jan tha len de be tsama yin be se na ten na tsama tamba re tsama te metang pa njur ya ye mo
In brief, when one is talking about genuine purity, so that genuine there is important because of it's what takes it out of the kind of dualistic thinking. Because this genuine purity does not refer to the impurity that is, it does not refer to a purity that's posited in relationship to impurity in the worldly sense, nor does it refer to what has been imposited by the Shravakas. It is something that is beyond the extremes of pure and impure, and therefore one calls it genuine. So it is a purity that will not change into impurity.
Lomba chick at some way, but the Yenda got so far cigarette, Yenda got so far about the summer cigarette, young summer that's over Nando and Jura's over it. This henna, money summer.
Why is it that this worldly kind of thought of purity is not something ultimate or not correct? And that's because what is pure, what is considered pure or impure, depends upon different individuals. In one country, what's considered impure will be considered pure in another country, and what's considered pure in that country might be considered impure in another country. So it all depends upon the individual's mind or point of view. So it's changed by what state the conceptualizing mind is in.
Tene ye ne lo la sana chue tam te nyam ba ni yin ba sena sama tan so pe ne lo yang ye ye ka so yang nyam ba ni ma lam de sang so de chi kwe.
When one looks at this from the perspective of the basic nature of the mind, or the nature of the mind at the time of the basis, then all phenomena are of an equal nature. So what is clean or what is filthy, those are of an equal nature. It's like a dream, where clean and filthy in a dream are also ultimately of an equal nature.
Metek la sope takpe dadun zimbe trupa tang trupa kiawa kanki nintu la sope takpe da me baran zimbe trupa tada never kibasin. Teta metek pe takpe da ke trupa tang nintu sojito takpe da me pe trupa never kibasin tene sanje chujuko da da tambe parutis.
The next two lines, it is the genuine self, since fabrications involving a self or no self have been completely steeled. So to comment on that then, the subject, putting it into a reasoning, the subject is the Dharmakaya of the Buddha, and one posits about it that it is the genuine self, the perfection of self, and there are two reasons that are given. The self that is taken to be permanent, the self-clinging, what that takes the self to be permanent, that's posited by the Tirthikas, the non-Buddhists, that delusion has been stilled. And what is posited by the Shravakas, that a self does not exist, that kind of Chupadi Semki you may trouble the Chupadina.
Trupasit is a Namdobutrava. Da yo sanaya Namdobutrava. Da me sanaya Namdobutrava.
So, sorry, it's not the confusion, but the mental fabrication. The mental fabrication then in relation to the no self, as it is posited by the Shravakas, that too has been pacified. So both of these mental elaborations, that there is a self or that there is not a self, both of these have been completely stilled.
Nintija Lola da mebati, da mebati, meteke, da the takpa nyebo tam yina yang, da mebatam de nelo katomare, da mebari hina yang, tene nelo katogla, tundam tatogam, nelo tatogla divide.
The self that is posited by the Tirthikas, or the non-Buddhists, is a self that is single, autonomous, permanent, and that is what their fabrications are about the self. And the Shravakas, in order to counteract that, posit that the self does not exist. And that is also, however, a mental fabrication that they project. And so these, both of these, the non-existence of a self and the existence of a self, both of these are veils that cover over the ultimate realization of the ultimate nature of the mind.
Tanyika, Tripa in Bijun Sinje, Metekwe Yerper, Drota the Yerper Tripare, Nintijalola Maper, Drota the Maper Tripare, Maper Tripa.
Both of these are mistaken elaborations, and why is that? Because there are two main ways of making mistakes. One is by superimposing saying something exists that doesn't exist, and that is what the Tirthakas do. They say that a self exists when it doesn't, so they fall into the mistake of superimposition. And the Shravakas are also mistaken through denial. They say it does not exist. So both of these are wrong views. The non-existence of a self is something that can't be seen. For example, one can say that on this table there is no snake and there is no elephant. But you can't see the non-existence of this snake or this elephant. What you see is what that is posited upon, which is the table itself. So, but you don't see the actual absence of the snake or the elephant. And this then is called, in logic, eliminating what is other.
This is na da chok se te na dor dan lang bo che ma do sam pa kap so me ke da to ye chok se thong sem ke dor ye ma re dor dan lang bo che tong pa re sam ga do nam do ga ta kwa re tong
ji di tong ji ro wa la ye
tong ji me ke tong
chik rang sing chik chi sen ro bo
re na me sam pa de chin sen nam do ga ta kwa re
So, looking more at the situation of the table that where there is no snake or elephant, what one can see directly is the table. It's a concrete characteristic or a self-characterized phenomenon. But the absence of the elephant and the absence of the snake is something that the mind has fabricated. It's something that only exists within one's mind. It's called a generally characterized phenomena or an abstract phenomena.
This and then Gombo Luruki Dada Dami Lasso Yi Kiva Dala Kala Yuse Nelola Dada Da Mabata Yaba Maba Nikata Tele Yemba Kayama Dubre Da Maba Sajit Truva Tanti Kavare Truva Tanti the Travers.
In Nagarjuna, his root verses on wisdom, then he says, saying there's a self or there's no self, where do you find nirvana in that? And what he's pointing to here is that from the perspective of the nature of the mind, there is no self and there is no not self and there is not both, nor is it other than any of those three possibilities. So it's a way of coming to understand that the nature of the mind is free of mental elaborations.
Tan dor donan ko lavo donan devi chu chu ko te da tan da me petro ba tham che cheva re da tan da me petro ba tham che cheva la teni da tan be thani temar.
In brief, then, when one is speaking of the Dharmakaya as the result, and we saw it in three different phases, so this one as a result, at that point, then, all the fabrications about self and no self, all of those have which are merely verbal conventions, all of those have been completely stilled or pacified, and that is what one calls the genuine self. Some people say that this kind of self that is posited here is the same as the Tirthika's Atman. And that is not the case, because it is a self that transcends all concepts of self and no self. So if one says that, it's just that one doesn't understand that this is the case, that it is a self that is free of all elaborations about self and no self. In the Prasangika tradition, all mental fabrications are negated and no assertion is made, there's no claim made after that process has been finished. Whereas in the Shentong tradition, all the mental fabrications are rejected. So we saw that there is freedom here from any thoughts of self or no self. And then simply as a mere verbal convention that points to that state, then the one says there is this genuine self.
Tene deva tamba parvata simbadrupa ne deva sanje chujuko chujin deva tamba parvata simbayinde donga malupa gagpe yeje rang yinjinje phongpo len deva kaanje kunjong tata pangbe kunjong gajyo marek pakcha je sayi nyumong tang jeba tang sakwa mebe len tata jang lo jing sebe se Then the Junzin Yil Din De Dini Deva Sanji Chujuko De Deva Tamba Parada Sema Deva Yang Takwa Tatok Deva.
And the third quality is that of happiness or bliss or joy. And so one can put that again into a form of a reasoning. So given the Buddha's Dharmakaya, it is the perfection of happiness. Since all suffering in relationship to the aggregates of a mental nature and their causes have been turned around or reversed, and which is Nibadi Kunjungi Kunjungi
Kunjung Tada Pambe Kunjung Leda Nyomoba.
And secondly, then the source for all of the afflicted mental states and karma has been eliminated, along with its cause, which is ignorance. And so even uncontaminated karma has been exhausted. And because of that, then one says that the ultimate happiness or peace has been attained. And one can say it simply, given the resultant of Dharmakaya of the Buddha, it is the perfection of happiness, because suffering along with its habitual patterns has been rejected or negated, and the source of kleshas and karma along with its habitual patterns, their habitual patterns have been eliminated. And so, because suffering along with its habitual patterns has been eliminated, then it will not be born or arise again. And the same with the source of the kleshas. This too, or the mental afflictions, has been eliminated along with its habitual patterns, and so they will not rise again. And why is this the case? Because the remedy for suffering and its origin is the path. And so when one brings to perfection the Dharmakaya of the path, then the suffering and the origin of suffering, these things to be given up, are completely eliminated. The example for this is the sun, the orb of the sun and its rays, and they are a remedy for darkness. And since the sun always has its rays, since it is always sending out light, then the darkness will not rise again. One can also give a modern example for this. Rinpoche has a dimmer switch on his light in the room. So when you're beginning on the path, the dimmer is pretty dim, the light's pretty dim, and then as you move along the path, you push the dimmer switch up and up, and the light gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And when you have come to the end of the path, the room is fully bright, the dimmer switch is fully on. And if you leave it on like that, the darkness will not return to the room. That's why in Buddhism it's very important that one speaks of the ultimate fruition as not diminishing or disintegrating in any way.
Tan deva manyam bate nyimbu nyimbu neva chere chere song nyimbu neva neva ten tar to kwa ten deva yimbe sena ten nyamba ma ba ten da bu do ko ba.
As one moves along the path, the power of the remedy increases up to the point of being perfect or ultimate, which is the fruition. And from then on, it never diminishes. When speaking of worldly happiness, then one's mind is filled with this happiness and joy. Suffering is not there, but then that joy disintegrates, diminishes, and the suffering comes back again. So there is both of them are subject to increase and decrease. Whereas when one's talking about the happiness in relationship to the Dharmakaya, there isn't this kind of fluctuation. This worldly kind of happiness, then, is something that is established in relationship to suffering, because one knows happiness in relationship to suffering, and suffering in relationship to happiness. The experience of these two are dependent upon one another, and the two, one experiences increase and decrease in relation to both of them. So this shows that they are established in relation or in dependence upon one another. And in the Madhyamaka tradition, when one is talking, Madhyamaka tradition, and when one's talking, for example, from the perspective of the text of Nagarjuna and so forth, if something is established in dependence on something else, it's said that it is not ultimately established or existent. So if something is interdependently arisen or arisen in dependence on something else, it cannot be established as ultimate. So that's why we say that this happiness of the in the worldly realm is not an ultimate happiness.
Tudrop tamla, tudrop le depe, depe deva imbesena deva tamba, deva yang tapa, nyamba mebe deva.
And we say then that the Dharmakaya endowed with the twofold purity transcends mere dependent origination or arising in dependence on something else. And so it is called the ultimate or perfect happiness that is one that does not diminish in any way. In the Vajrayana, one talks about the kaya of great bliss, and the reasonings for it, for establishing it, are similar to the ones we've just looked at.
Tātākpa tāmpa drupa ne deva sāñjī chūjika chūjindī deva tēn kōrvā rīndavā chārā kūsua kōrvā tānyāndē
rī, deva kōrvā
Deva Sanje Chujuko Chujin Takwa Tamba Paru the Simba Yinde korwa tang nyangin lin de pa la landor landor thade mayin pa nyamba nyin tu tokpa ser tokpa ser na tuyni jun me che pa takpa re te nyam ni ji ten sik lukun.
And the last one says, it is permanent since it realizes the equal nature of samsara and nirvana. So the subject of this reasoning then is the Dharmakaya of the Buddha as the fruition. And one says that it is endowed with the perfect permanence. And the reason is that there is no separation between samsara and nirvana, between what is to be taken up and what is to be cast away. And because of that, one sees the equal nature of samsara and nirvana, so one doesn't see them as separate. And following that, then one is able to benefit oneself and other sentient beings without interruption. And an attainment like this that we've just looked at in these two verses, 37 and 38, brings about liberation from the two views, from the two extreme views. And so that then is the next verse. 39, which says, their prajna has cut through all self-cherishing without exception. Out of a deep caring for sentient beings, those with loving kindness do not enter into peace. Relying on the skillful means of understanding and love to attain enlightenment, the noble ones will not remain in samsara or nirvana.
Papa, Papa Sanjo. Sambatang, Papa Jene Zekang, Pama Jibsen Drama Lassopan, Papa Tang Pama Nam Chujin. Sigi Ni Gentile and Neighbor Major with Jimson Yute. Dami Topi Hirabje Dami Topi Hirabje Danzin Savane Jete.
This too can be put in the form of reasoning, the subject of which are the noble bodhisattvas such as Chinrezig, Avalokiteshvara, and Tara. And the second part of the reasoning is there is a reason why they do not remain in the extremes of existence or peace. Actually, there are two reasons. One is they, through the prajna that realizes no self, they have cut through completely clinging to the self. They have eradicated clinging to the self and therefore do not remain in the extreme of existence. And secondly, through the power of loving kindness and compassion, they do not remain in the extreme of peace.
Tajun Dordunam Papa Dam Pamanam Chuchin, Sijin Tala, Nebar Majorte, Dami Tokwish hirap dang zewa nyingji jimbo dangmi tokpi hirap dang denpa kangangki zewa nyingji jimbo dang denpa sa.
In brief, one can say, given the noble men and women, they do not remain in either extreme of samsaric existence or nirvanic peace. And the two reasons are that they have realized the wisdom that that they have attained the prajna that realizes no self. And also they are endowed with loving kindness and compassion. And if you say, well, the first reason doesn't look right to me, doesn't seem established, then one can answer that this prajna that realizes no self is a functions as a remedy for to cut through clinging to self and clinging to things of and through that one does not remain within samsara. And if you question the second reasoning, then you can say, yes, there is loving kindness and compassion. Well, because one does not take delight in achieving a peace for oneself alone or achieving happiness for oneself alone.
Dene ariyatare jete drama dawo yino dangbo karpa padme pe ngoi ni jarpe pomu yi hi dawar che pe kap sa tekwa chembo sanjun jo to se sem ji te dene si ji si ji ni jen thalam ne ba sanje ju kombang do bar tan che ba la tin te dene si ji thalam ne ba re se pan kho ba ta che wa nyan de jen thalam ne ba.
An example would be Tara, who first many number of kalpas ago, as the princess Yashodhara, gave rise to bodhicitta, which means that she vowed not to stay in either extreme of existence or peace, and she accomplished the level of Buddhahood. And indeed, stays in neither extreme of samsaric existence or nirvanic peace.
Deva chukata tsang da de tan takpa parata sembatang. Dene dami tope ki, tonyi tope ki raptang, seva nyingi chembo.
So that's been a brief explanation of the resultant Dharmakaya, which has the perfections of purity, self, happiness, and permanence, and also of discussion of the prajna that realizes emptiness and loving kindness and compassion, which allow one to remain in neither extreme of samsaric of existence or nirvanic peace.
And
And there's an important difference here between the Rangtong and the Shentong schools. The Prasangikas, who are the major Rangtong school we know these days, eliminate all mental fabrications, and then within their own tradition do not make any claims or any assertions. The Shentong school eliminates these mental fabrications and then describes what this freedom from mental fabrications is, and it gives them the concepts or the terms of purity, self, happiness, and permanence.
Deyang tanda tanjur che lo la gombol lu je yo tang me tang yemi chi kheme len ba gan yin ba del nen tin den be na su ja len ga sa ma ni song ba de so yo tang me tang yemi chi kheme len ba gan yin ba
so
del nen tin den be na
del nen tin
ในติในติซับซับซ้อนนะครับสุจันเล่นกะซ้ํามันเหยบายังเคมันละแม่บายังเคมันละญิกะญิเมซุกายังเคมันละนะสุจันเล่นกะซ้ํามันสุกะจังกะกะจะตัวเลยส่งไปดิเสนะตะนี่รังละเคลิงเคตันนี่มาเล่นเนาะตะนี่กะกะจะมาทับไปกะกะจะอย่ากะเล่กะกะอยู่เลยทันจุจิโล
Within the Prasangika tradition, then there is a verse from Nagarjuna who says, anyone who makes no assertion as to existence, non-existence, or both existence and non-existence, and remains firmly or carefully within that, then it will be very difficult for someone else to think of some kind of response. So if oneself makes no assertion, then it's very difficult to refute. There's nothing to refute.
Tene yendong lo la tanda da 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 mi so je trupa len de pa la dak thani tembe se na thani do ka pa ma da ba ja gre yin na yan ri pen ne ji de ma ne yo
ri pen ne ji ne ne
ri pen ne ji ngo ma yo ma re yin na yan khe li tanda tanda de tan pak pa tak par khe le ba la tin de de ni tanda ran tong tan than jo je lo la ga pa da ma da ja gre na
so
ina gakpa temene dobe yamare
maso gaksam
gaksam re
in the Shentong tradition what is posited for example in terms of the self transcends self and no self. So however, since they do make certain kinds of assertions, there are conventionally statements made, then there are refutations that come from the Prasangikas in the Rangtong school. However, their refutations or their reasonings are not able to refute or to literally harm this position.
The Neyang Rangtong the Tsuwo Yin Ji Kheling Tham Ji Kakwa Lohre Yin Tong the Tsuwo the Neyang
The main emphasis in the Rangtong tradition is the refutation of others' assertions. And in the Shentong tradition, the main focus is on practice, on bringing this into one's experience.
Yang Rangtong lok te treba thamche ka ko lok so re yin tong ga so ne che ba re yin tong te
Or one can say that within the Rangtong tradition, all mental fabrications are negated or rejected, and so they work through a via negativa, through refutation. Whereas in the Shantung tradition, what's spoken of is all the qualities, for example, that are the nature of the mind is endowed with so many different qualities. And so they come from a position of establishing something, of assertion, of making statements about things. These qualities also are spontaneously present. So within the Shantung tradition, there are these spontaneously present qualities, so they do make assertions.
And then deva tong den do tu shi sim ba yin den nga so yang do ngom dang ge gom so.
So we've looked then at the meaning of what the result is, and then we will do of analytical and resting meditation.
Den rang je do zer dang ba gya ba zer song wa da dan dan me dru pa ye wa re che ve tam be Vijay Rajan Pongpo Tejo Loser Devai Korwa Tangne Nyangin Nyamba Nito Tokser Daksai Malu Hirab Chiche Simsin Seser Tseten Cheto Teta Lodze Sanjo Taptina Papang Goa Nyangin Dhamma Yoya.
So we'll chant these verses that we looked at today,
37, 38, and 39. Ten times.
Ten.
Ten.
So it's 10 times.
Prajna has cut through all self-cherishing without exception. Out of a deep caring for sentient beings, those with loving kind do not enter into peace. Relying on the skillful means of understanding and love to attain enlightenment, the noble ones will not remain in samsara nor nirvana. The Dharmakaya is purity since it is pure by nature, and since the habitual patterns have been removed, it is the genuine self, since fabrications involving a self or no have been completely stilled. It is happiness, since the aggregates of a mental nature and their causes have been completely turned around. It is permanent, since it realizes the equal nature of samsara and nirvana.